Hey, Justin, you guys were, during the break, you guys were talking about how great the show Invasion is. Are you a huge fan of Invasion?
I like that show. It was on ABC a couple years ago called Invasion. I kind of did like that show, I have to admit. I thought it was pretty good.
How's Dinklage?
My friend Dave here likes as well.
Absolutely.
Dinklage was not on that show.
Threshold, right?
Threshold, yeah. And Threshold was on, I believe, the same year.
Threshold about 4 feet.
Oh. Steve, what's your favorite bad science fiction show?
It's Invasion USA.
Star Trek?
I'm going to be over here.
I'll be over here.
Are you appreciating Devin's daily Star Trek reviews?
Yes.
Very good.
Do you agree with his tastes on them?
Sort of. I've had some disagreements, but, I mean, at least he explains why he doesn't like certain aspects of it, so how can you argue with that?
How is My Name is Earl still on TV?
It
just looks like a one-note show. Selma Blair died 6 years ago, I think, because she looks like Zom. She looks like a zombie. Is that a MacReady joke?
Not in that show, but they have her made up like a glam chick.
You got any more?
I don't really have a lot more MacReady.
He goes to see Blair. Blair's in the clubhouse. He got locked in there. And
yeah, but I have to know the lines verbatim for me to be able to pull them off, and I only know the blowtorch line, and I already performed it as best I could. Look at Alec Baldwin. Steve, she still looks pretty good.
She's wrecked.
She's got massive mammaries. See, you're talking about politics now, though. Martin Landau. Do you think Whoopi Goldberg's... Do you think Whoopi Goldberg stuck to Landau?
Mickey Rourke's gonna win this. Mickey Rourke.
I heard Sean Penn get mentioned though. Mickey Rourke looks like he won. You know what's funny is, I'm the wrestler's a really good movie. And he's really good in it. But here's how he's parlaying everything. He still looks like a pile of assholes.
Well, first of all, he's annoying. He's being annoying lately because he keeps being interviewed and he sounds insane. There's the guy that looks like that he's wrecked, Steve.
Who, Mickey Rourke?
Yes.
Really? That's a shock.
What has he done since Fantasy Island? Oh, he fucking fell.
Oh my God.
He's not wearing socks, so he deserved it.
Trash off his ass. This is going to be a great speech.
Hey, let's go back. I'll help him.
It's been a... Thank you, baby. There's been a very long road back for me, and
including the Rainmaker.
Really good public speaker. I was kind of hoping Robert Downey come up here and talk for me a little bit. But anyway,
several. He meant senior. He's dead.
I was almost out of this business, and a young man kind of got in touch with me, and he kind of put his whole career.
David Duchovny.
On the line by representing me and saying he wanted to, you know, represent me, and he did a hell of a job. So I want to thank David Unger for having the balls.
They were talking about Darren Aronofsky this whole time.
And I want to thank his boss that I see him, Jeff Berg, for not putting him back in the mailroom. And I work with a really special director that had to really fight hard for me to be in this movie because he couldn't get no money on my name. And Darren Aronofsky, I've said this.
Justin's friend, Darren Aronofsky.
You know, I've said this before, every, in like sports especially, which I could relate to, really great players or directors, they come around every 30 years, and I really truly believe that Darren is one of those cats, and it's just such a, he brought the best out of me, and He hates it when I say he's tough, but he is one tough son of a bitch. And if you're not in shape, the man will bring you down. Because I always say he's smarter than the rest of us. Maybe not Steven, but you know. Anyway, I gotta thank. We didn't have a distributor. We went to over to Venice, and Fox Searchlight came to our rescue. I want to thank.
Distribute semen to the couch. Duchovny. Can we lower? Can we lower Mickey Rourke? Darren Aske flicked him off on TV. It was fucking great. He's okay. You know, he had a rough gig, though, playing with Marissa Tomei's tits for 2 hours. And Evan Rachel Wood's very good in that movie. Tectonic shifts and whatnot.
That's what happened, right? He was addicted to plastic surgery and he boxed.
He was addicted to plastic surgery and getting punched around the room.
He dated the woman from the Smashing Pumpkins for a long time.
Billy Corgan?
Whatever that girl's name was.
The bass player, right?
Orange Tits McGee?
It may not be her name.
Cock? Mickey Rourke is... Mickey Rourke... he was never really that great.
Who?
Mickey Rourke. I mean, I like Pope of Greenwich Village and Angel Heart's Fine and Year of the Dragon. No, not forgetting it. I'm sitting here remembering it. Looks like Will Ferrell. What?
I was dragged to see a movie back in the 80s with him in it.
Johnny Hansen.
No.
I am eating the shit out of him.
9.5 weeks.
Oh, excellent.
Why did your mom drag you to that movie?
She wanted me to beat her shit out of the refrigerator. It's gross. Isn't it Basinger
that? Yeah. Kim Basinger and Alec Baldwin.
He did with Cary Otis, though.
Wild Orchid?
Wild Orchid. And he was in, he did like 5 of those movies, though, those Wild Orchid films.
He did a couple of
them. Harley Davidson. Who was the other guy in that?
What?
Don Johnson?
He did 9.5 weeks later.
He did that movie with the deformities, 9.5 freaks. Mickey, see, I don't know. Diner was great. He was great in Diner.
There's no way that he's not going to win. So it's like they shouldn't even have, they should just be, we're giving it to Mickey Rourke. You know he's going to win. He's going to win the Oscar, too.
Depends on if they, it, no, because he's a, because it's a good story, too. Like, Hollywood loves a story. But, I don't know, Sean Penn, maybe. Maybe. Yeah, which is not a great movie, Milk. We agree.
If Rourke's going to win. There's no way. Is Robert Downey Jr. going to win anything?
He apparently won the I Get to Get Trash Before the Show award.
He's a clean man.
He doesn't look good. He's wearing fucking giant sunglasses. Come on. Why would Robert do that to us? We stuck it out for him through all the thin years, knowing that he would eventually deliver on the pickup artist. And here he is, fucking showing off.
His was really the comeback story of the year, and then all of a sudden, Rourke came in at the last minute and swooped it away from him. He had more of a prestige.
Well, I mean, the real comeback story of the year is David Duchovny.
All
right, we'll see you guys for the Oscars. Sound good?
No.
Steve, are you excited?
No.